From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Some leading Republican lawmakers reacted cautiously today to President Obama's announcement he has chosen his Solicitor General, Elena Kagan, for a seat on the Supreme Court. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Republicans' awareness of Elena Kagan is nothing new. Last year, 31 Republican senators voted against confirming her for Solicitor General, and her nomination to a federal appeals court did not get a vote in a GOP-controlled Senate 11 years ago. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell issued a statement saying, quote, "We will carefully review her brief litigation experience, as well as her judgment and her career in academia." And House GOP leader John Boehner called her decision to ban U.S. military recruiters from Harvard Law School while she was dean there, quote, "troubling." Kagan did so because of the Pentagon's policy banning openly gay people from military service. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
An appeals court has determined 9 members of a Michigan militia group will remain in custody while the government challenges an order that would have released them at pending trial. A 3-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati issuing a temporary stay of a Detroit federal judge's ruling that would have freed members of the Hutterite group pending trial. They are charged with conspiracy to commit sedition or rebellion against the government. Today's decision amounts to a victory for prosecutors who claim the 9 pose a risk to the public. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has begun a 4-day visit to Washington. He arrived in the capital today, accompanied with most of his cabinet members for a series of talks with their American counterparts. More from NPR's Jackie Northam.
Karzai's visit comes in the wake of a particularly turbulent time in relations between the Afghan and U.S. governments. Over the next 4 days, officials from both sides will be able to vent concerns and suggestions on a wide range of issues, including strengthening Afghan security and judicial systems and improving accountability in the Afghan government. U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry.
Discussions will also cover our combined strategy to bring peace and security to Afghanistan, longer-term bilateral relations, and the growth of the Afghan economy in sustainable ways.
The Afghan contingent will also raise the issue of civilian casualties. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Officials in Iraq are reporting another 15 deaths after 2 separate bombings in the southern city of Basra. There was also an attack earlier in the day in the Shiite city of Hilla, where at least 45 people were killed. Major General Steve Lanza, the chief military spokesman in Iraq, says the violence is a reminder al-Qaeda is still capable of wreaking havoc.
It certainly talks about a capacity that they have to conduct, while not large, high-profile attacks, attacks designed to intimidate the population and designed to intimidate the Iraqi security forces.
There are also other bombings and shootings across Iraq today. Stocks took off like a rocket on word of a nearly $1 trillion loan package designed to help contain Europe's debt crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 404 points today. The NASDAQ was up 109 points. This is NPR. The European Union and International Monetary Fund agreed to put up nearly $1 trillion in loans to prevent Greece's massive debt problems from spreading to the rest of the eurozone. Greece will be able to pay its bills for the next few months, but financial reforms at home remain unpopular. From Athens, Joanna Kakissis reports.
The good news is that Greece won't go bankrupt, at least not this year. The bad news, Greeks must brace themselves for a deep recession that may last years, economists say. Manos Matsaranis, a University of Athens economics professor, says those hard years could root out corruption and cronyism and build a competitive economy.
If the economy turns around, it will be because the crisis is so severe that it has tested many of the assumptions of the way to do things around here.
But the next few months won't be easy for Greece's ruling socialists. This week, they are debating an unpopular pension bill that encourages people to work beyond age 65. The country's powerful labor unions are denouncing it. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Crews working to contain that massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico are using a remote-controlled submarine to spray a chemical dispersant into the leak. The move to use the dispersant to thin the oil follows failed efforts to cap a busted pipe using a special containment device over the weekend. BP engineers had to abandon plans to use the 100-ton containment device to siphon off the oil after it became clogged. World Bank of Scotland has announced a major downsizing today. The bank says it will eliminate another 2,600 jobs, or around 14% of its workforce, as it seeks to deal with the current economic downturn. Cuts are coming in the bank's British insurance arm and retail banking business. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.